This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 21st of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is calm and pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening, while Tel Aviv feels a gentle coastal breeze. In Haifa, skies are clear and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt tells the U.S. that Hamas disarmament will only be possible under Israel's next government. This is according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the U.S. has sanctioned a courier network over Hezbollah cash smuggling. This report comes from JNS, detailing actions taken to halt financial flows supporting Hezbollah. Also this hour. The remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. This comes from the Forward's reporting from earlier today. Separately, Iranian economy shifts to a survival mode amid U.S. threats to collapse the regime. And finally, a successful year has been recorded for the real estate market in Spain, crossing the $10 billion mark in investments, as reported by Mariv Business. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, an international human rights lawyer, praised analysis on Syria by LTC Eyal Dror, posting just minutes ago. Yishai Fleischer, a prominent Israeli spokesperson, expressed concern about the safety of Jewish communities in the diaspora, posting earlier today. And Ynet Global reported on Iran's economic shifts and the U.S.'s toughened stance, emphasizing potential long-term impacts. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Egypt, Egyptian officials informed Jared Kushner that they see no prospect of progress under the current Israeli government. This suggests that any chance of Hamas disarmament would be contingent on new Israeli leadership. Ynet's report highlights the growing regional tensions and the importance of diplomatic shifts in the coming months. Turning to the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah, the U.S. Treasury identified a courier network transferring vast sums of money to Hezbollah. These couriers used commercial flights, making detection challenging. JNS reports that these actions aim to weaken Hezbollah's financial infrastructure, potentially altering the group's operational capabilities. Meanwhile, the remains of Yehuda Katz have been recovered. Katz was the last Israeli soldier unaccounted for from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub. This discovery closes a chapter for many Israeli families seeking closure from past conflicts. The Forward notes the emotional significance of this find for the nation. The economic front in Iran shows a shift to a survival economy as the U.S. intensifies its pressure. This strategy aims to destabilize the Iranian regime. However, experts warn that increased repression might be Tehran's response. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain. In financial news, a successful year has been recorded for the real estate market in Spain. Mariv Business highlights that investments exceeded 10 billion euros, reflecting strong international interest in the sector. Separately, Unitree's CEO anticipates a major breakthrough in AI for humanoid robots. This development could revolutionize household tasks, enhancing efficiency in personal spaces. Tech reports that while the technology is advancing rapidly, challenges remain. And finally, authorities plan to crack down on fraudulent disabled parking permits. Globes reports a significant rise in permits issued, which has raised concerns about misuse and the integrity of the system. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.